Good evening.
Good evening.
Again, I am most happy to join with you again.
I'm very happy to be together again.
As the beginning of this, your earthly year, I said to you, this would be a year of self-development, of getting to know who you are. Again, I wish to say to you, my dear friends, what have you discovered about yourselves? Who are you? And what you would wish to achieve spiritually? This, my dear friends, is no small question, but something that you need to harbor within your own minds. You need to cultivate that knowledge. So, therefore, for this time, I wish to speak to you as individuals, and to find from each one of you that deep knowledge which you should have found within yourselves. So, if you are happy this time, we will discuss this for you. Would one of you like to begin?
Yes, well, I feel that each one of us is the representative of a greater soul body. A temporary representative here on Earth. And we have these inner feelings about direction and belief and how we should move forward.
Yes, you are the spokesman for this group. But, my dear friend, what have you found out about yourself, your true self?
That's why I can't go into any greater detail about that. I have my personal mission to become as aware as I am able and to present the details of this and of your teaching to as many others as possible. I feel that is my present mission here.
Yes. So you feel comfortable in what you are trying to achieve.
Yes,
thank you.
I feel comfortable in that. I'm aware of problems of acceptance by many, and I sometimes feel or wish I could do a better job than I am doing. But I know the direction, and that seems to be the important thing. I have feelings about that. I wish I could achieve more.
Yes. I thank you for your comments, and I will say to not only you, but to each one of you, you must not allow thoughts of self-deprecation to enter your mind. But what I would say to you all is, it is not in the doing, but in the being. Do you understand those words?
Yes. Yes, I'm trying to appreciate each moment of whatever I'm doing.
Yes.
So that I'm trying more and more to enjoy each moment of what I'm doing.
Yes.
Rather than think of it as a task that must be done. I'm trying to just enjoy each moment.
To be in the moment.
Yes.
Yes. In that way, you become as one with all things.
And then the tasks don't seem arduous.
Yes.
Everything is light and enjoyable.
Yes. Once you allow negative thoughts to enter, you are holding back from that being.
And you lose energy, I think.
Yes.
Become tired.
Yes, you are correct.
Yeah, that's probably my fault, is the negative thoughts. I realize very much when I've made a mistake.
Yes.
My thoughts or words.
Yes. I feel sometimes, my dear friend, you do struggle a little with those thoughts.
Yes, definitely.
But, as you say, you have the awareness to turn those thoughts around.
Yes, I certainly know when they've been wrong.
Yes. And remember also my words about negativity and illnesses and how you can avoid these things. Yeah. There are many aspects to just being. You understand what I am saying to you?
Yeah.
Yes. What, my dear friend, do you see yourself doing in time to come?
Which, me or that, really?
Lillian.
Yes.
I am speaking spiritually, yes. Of course.
Of course. Well, hopefully much more improvement on the thoughts and the words. I think above all, as I see at the moment, I've become much more aware of how many more people are on this same pathway.
Yes.
Through books that we read and things we hear on the media.
And remember, always do, you have already used words, that words are healing. And you all, my dear friends, have that capability. So, again, live for this moment. Would someone else care to tell me what they feel?
Yes, I still feel, and I have felt for quite some time, that I'm quite drawn to South America to help underprivileged people in South America. I've had that feeling for quite some time. But my mother's ill, so I feel my duties there. So I very much feel that I'm in a much more wanting to help others mood than I was before. I think before I was very much out for a lot for myself. And I feel there's been change there. So
you mean you felt for yourself in a negative way? Is that what
No. I don't think I've felt negative about myself, but I have done a lot of things with me in mind rather than other people in mind. Whereas now I'm beginning to feel that the other people are coming, more to the fore. I want to help other people more.
Yes.
I would get more satisfaction helping others than I would helping myself now. Whereas before I had satisfaction helping myself, if you see what I mean. I mean, I was happy to give and help them, but I think overall, I now feel much more that I want to, I do get satisfaction. I feel it's right helping others and making others happy. That I get a lot of satisfaction from that rather than just purely making myself happy.
Yes, I understand. But before you can help others, you must have priority for your own spiritual being. Therefore, to say, I would feel better, is in fact speaking of the ego.
Yes, I suppose
I do not mean that disrespectfully to you.
Yes.
But what I am trying to help you to understand and see is that each one of you, as spirit, has the responsibility to look to yourself first, and only then can you go forward and help all these other people. Not because it makes you feel better, but because you feel that this is part of the universal law. And what you should be doing.
That's what I think actually when when I said that it makes me feel better, I've realised I haven't actually done it to make me feel better, but I've realised that because I wanted to help others, it actually has made me feel better. Yes. Not I've done it just because it makes me feel better.
That is better.
Yes.
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 Thank you. Mm. Yes, your awareness has grown in that way.
Yes.
Yes, that is good.
Yes, I think I'm learning also to help people when I really want to help them, rather than coming from the feeling of I should help them.
Yes.
Or ought to help them. I'm learning to balance helping myself with helping others.
There should really be no forethought. It should be something natural which comes from you. Mm. That light from your spirit, yes.
I think I have a natural tendency to enjoy helping people.
Yes.
But I think at times in the past, I've possibly done it too much.
Yes.
Sometimes. So I feel happier now that I can say no quite happily when it doesn't feel right.
Yes.
But I can enjoy doing it when I have energy to spare.
That is part of knowing yourself.
Yes.
Yes. That is good. Now, we come to the gentleman.
This year's been a sort of transitional sort of year, I think, in some ways. I've been working outdoors more now than... and I do less talking probably in my work than I used to do. And I think talking less it seems to suit me anyway.
Yeah.
I think it doesn't. It's surprising how little you need to say. You can sort of tune yourself into your surroundings and get by without many words.
Yes, rather than speech, you can feel.
Yes.
Which, again, is a development of the spirit.
And sometimes, yeah.
You are right there.
Sometimes when you're not speaking, I've noticed you can find a very pleasant space inside you when you're not meditating, but you know you're in the everyday world, but you can bring a good mental state. But it seems to, you can't, when you start talking, you lose it a bit.
Yes.
So.
In actual fact, it is a better state of what you call meditation, because it is a natural lift of the spirit without thinking. I must sit down and be quiet. In that way, it is occurring naturally. So, I say to you, you are making good progress in your achievements of spirit. Continue to allow yourself that quietness and that attunement with us.
Well, a further factor in Paul's development has been the way Boniol speaks through him. And I see that as augmenting your teachings, Salimet,
yes.
To a large degree.
I am pleased that you see that connection. because you are correct in your words.
Thank you. Yes, there have been many involved in this this exercise from spirit, but I think I'd be right in saying that you were the guiding factor in making this arrangement.
Yes, because you needed to know the connection of minds. It is something that can be developed by each individual.
And it has been so good for us to compare notes with Planet Era, a planet that has advanced more spiritually than the present Earth planet.
Yes,
it's been so good for us to be able to compare notes in that sense.
There are so many who are more advanced than you human beings. I have told you that Earth is a very young planet. So try not to be too amazed that there are others who have greater gifts, as you might say, than yourselves.
Yes.
Is there any...
While on this topic, the book that is nearly complete now,
yes,
which logs the interplanetary conversations with your commentaries built into it. I hope you are happy with that arrangement.
I would have said by now, my dear friend, if we had not been happy. But a word to you is that it is not a topic which will be readily accepted by many.
Yes.
But what it will do, as I have often said, is to plant those seeds of knowledge.
Yes.
That is what is important. That always we move forward in all ways of the Spirit. That the truth be known to larger amounts of people. And as you know, my dear friends, one little seed of knowledge grows and grows until you have a forest. Is that not true?
Oh, yes.
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 Now, we have another gentleman, please.
Well, I feel that I'm on the fringe a little bit, but I would like to say that in the mornings I go out and stand and look at a hedge that I've got, which is multicoloured, and I look at the beauty of that, and I get a lightness. I feel it does something to me. It's rather beautiful, and often I feel lighter in myself, and I can meet people and feel much lighter, and that's rather lovely, that's rather nice. But I didn't get that before. I didn't have that understanding with nature that I've got now.
Yes.
And, and I've never said this to anyone before, but in bed in the morning I take in, I hope, energy from the universe, breathe it in. So I do hope I'm improving.
Of course. How could we say otherwise? Again, you speak of being in the moment when you are taking in all of that beauty. What you are doing is taking in that love energy, that energy of spirit which is available to you all. Continue, my dear friend, and you will find that your ability to blend with nature will become greater.
Grant?
Yes, I feel over the last couple of years, since I recovered from the condition, I've been able to go back to teaching, and teaching very different types of children, very different types of backgrounds than I've been used to before. And I found it rather startling at first and a little unnerving. But I think particularly this year, I felt a much greater sense of oneness with the children that I'm with now. And I feel a great joy to be amongst them. And I realise that they're all beautiful beings, and I feel as I can see the beauty in all of these children, and then it extends out beyond the classroom all around the world, and I can see the oneness that I have with all beings.
Yes. Of all of you within this room, you, my dear friend, are the one who has grown most. I have to say to you that you had to go through that course of illness before we could guide you to where you are today.
Yes.
It was a necessary step for you.
Yes.
In order that you would open up and grow.
Yes.
Because you had reached a stage where you had become almost still as a spiritual being, and we needed to open you up to those experiences.
Yes.
In order for you to find the beauty in those children.
Yes.
Because, my dear friend, we know at times it has been difficult for you. The situations that some of them have is not always easy to accept.
Yes.
But you are learning well.
Thank you. Yes, I do feel very lucky. And there is a lot of joy in my life.
Yes.
Through this. It's amazing.
Because you have opened up. You have blossomed, my dear friend, like a beautiful flower.
Thank you.
I am most happy to have joined with you, my dear friends, in listening to your own thoughts and feelings of your own growth. I hope that each one of you, in listening to the others, has achieved a sense of accomplishment, and that the love you feel within your hearts for others continues to grow. And with those words, I will leave you this time. I say to you, know always I am close to you, and I leave you bathed, as always, with my love.
Thank you. Thank you so much.